需要来。大家好，感谢主，今天继续有机会跟你们大家一起来敬拜神。I really thank the Lord for today. We have such privilege and blessings, you know, to come together to worship God. 我也向在荧光幕上的弟兄姐妹朋友打个招呼你们好。
It's a greeting to the brother and sister worship online.
在二十一世纪，有两个很重要的事工。
So in 21st century, there's two very important ministry.
一个就是宣教，另外一个就是门训、门徒训练。
Evangelism and discipleship。
无论宣教也好 ，discipleship 门训也好，都是很重要的。
So evangelism and discipleship, they are both very important.
我们常常听到，生命影响生命。
So life affects lives.
在我们的生活当中我们在成长的不同的阶段里面，有的时候我们会受有一些的人影响我们的生命的。
During our life growing up, some people affected our life.
同样，我们的生命也会影响别人的生命的。
In the same token, our lives affect others as well.
举个例子，有的时候别人的生命影响我们了，好像我们的父母呢。
For example, like our parents.
我们家里面的家人呢
？So family members.
老师
，teachers.
公司的主管呢
？So your superior.
机构的主管呢？
And your boss.
还有教会的主日学的老师呢？团契呢？还有教会的其他部门的领袖呢
？Sunday school teachers, fellowship.And the leaders for a different ministry.
他们的思想，他们的性格，有的时候会影响我们，甚至他们处理事情的时候也会影响我们的。
Their character, their way of thinking may affect even how they deal with us.
有的时候，当我们有困难的时候，或者是有的事情，我们很想请教他，他帮助我们呢，就成为我们的导师一样的。
So during our difficulty, we consult them, they become.Our mentor.
最近我接到东南亚有一个神学院给我一个短信。
So I see a text from South Asia Seminary.
因为他们很想为他们的院长来出一本小书。
They want to edit a book for their dean.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们觉得他们的院长自从在神学院毕业。之后服侍已经有35年。
The dean has served for over 35 years.
他们就是这位院长呢，也在神学院来服侍呢，也有25年。
Also served for 25 years.
也刚好在4月份是他的60岁。
And then in April he will celebrate his 60th birthday.
所以他们。就因为这个缘故，也知道我跟这位院长是好朋友，所以就很想请我写一篇的文章。
So now I'm good friends to him, so they want me to write an article about him.
感谢主，我终于写好了。
Finally, I finished that.
当我写这篇文章的时候，我就想到他在某一方面真的是我的好的朋友，也是好的导师。
During my writing, I thought about him not as friend, also as mentor.
为什么这样说呢？
Why so?
因为当我来负责北美正道浸信会神学院的服事的时候呢，他常常鼓励我，神给你有多少，你就做多少。
So when I started serving as a dean for True Seminary, he always encouraged me, do as much as you can.
所以因为这样。那我就在神学院有服侍了有一段的时间。
So therefore, I've been serving the seminary for some time now.
虽然不是一条易路
，It's never been easy.
但是我们靠主的恩典，一天一年就这样过了。
By God's grace, days, years have gone by.
那我想到 他真的是我的好的导师。
So God really is my good mentor.
我们知道在我们的生活里面，多多少少，在每一个年纪，每一个阶段，我们都有人成为我们的导师。
During different stages of life, there are different disciples for us.
那我们怎么样来成为别人的导师呢？
And how can we become disciples for others?
什么才是导师一些特别的标记呢？
What's the true marks of the disciple?
今天我们就从圣经里面，从耶稣基督的身上，我们去学习一些的属灵的功课。
From Bible, we can learn from Jesus.
我呢会有三方面来跟各位分享，都是从约翰福音十三章三十一到三十八节来跟你们分享。
I'll share in three areas, all in John 13, verses 31 through 38.
第一个阶段呢，我们是从三十一节到三十三节。
Verse 31 to 33.
我们先从圣经里面，我们去学习一些属灵的功课。
So we learn the lesson from the Bible.
很难得我们有机会念神的话语，好不好？我们大家请站立，我们先用英文read the scripture reading in English first, and then in Chinese. 我们先用英文
When he was gone, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come.
Okay, 中文。
他既出去，耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在。后来你们要找我，但我所去的地方，你们不能说。这话我曾对犹太人说过。”如今也照样对你们说。
好，我们一起祷告。亲爱的父神，当我们默想你话语的时候，求圣灵亲自引导我们，带领我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we meditate on your word, may Holy Spirit be our guidance to lead us.
赐给我们聪明智慧，知道怎么样学到的，来应用在我们的生活里面，服事里面。
Give us wisdom, not only listen, but also practice in our life.
我们恭敬把以下的时间继续仰望你，求你与我们同在。
We put the time in your hand, may you be with us.
垂听我们众人在你面前的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
约翰福音我们知道从第一章到十二章都是讲到耶稣的言行。
So, John book chapter 1 through 12 is all about the life of Jesus.
在十三章的时候呢我们知道呢都是描述耶稣离别的事情。
So in chapter 13, talk about the events before his departure.
今天我们就只是从十三章三十一到三十八节去思考。
So we meditate chapter 13, verses 31 to 38.
我们在短短的三节的经文里面，我们到底从耶稣的身上我们学到什么的功课？
For 31 to 33, how can we learn from Jesus?
导师真正的标志是什么呢？
What is the true marks of the discipler?
第一点就是 借着耶稣的生命还有他的工作来荣耀神。
We glorify through his life and work.
在三十一节到三十三节里面，我们看到有一个很特别的名词，就是人子。
So there's a special term, Son of Man, in these verses.
耶稣常常在常用这个名词，在自己就形容他自己的一个名称的。
Jesus overhims himself as Son of Man.
在福音书里面呢，一共有八十一次来，耶稣是这样来用的。
In the book of Gospel, altogether 81 times he mentioned Son of Man.
很奇妙的一件事情，别的人从来没有用过这个字的。
Others never used this term.
那耶稣怎么样借着他的生命还有工作来荣耀神呢？
How can Jesus glorify God through his life and his work?
我们可以从福音书里面我们可以看得出来。
So we can learn from four Gospels.
就好像约翰福音第一章十四节告诉我们，他道成肉身。
So John 1 verses 14, he came in flesh.
住在我们当中。
Dwelt among us.
充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
还有他充满荣光。
And full of glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
So we witness his has glory.
然后十八节，从来没人见过神。
So nobody has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So only his only begotten son manifested God.
所以耶稣自己就把他的生命来彰显出来，来荣耀神。
So Jesus manifests his love to manifests his life to glorify God.
然后我们再看呢，他受浸来荣耀神。
He also got baptized to glorify God.
在马太福音第三章十三到十七节，在约旦河，他受施浸约翰的浸礼。
In Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17, he was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist.
当时候，约翰说：“哎呀，不行不行，我怎么可以为你施洗呢
？”John said, "I'm not worthy to baptize you."
那他。约翰他知道自己的身份，他也知道耶稣的身份，因为稍后我们知道他称呼耶稣是神的羔羊。
Because John called Jesus the Lamb of God, so he knew who Jesus is and who he is himself.
但是耶稣很谦卑说：“我是尽诸般的义。”
So Jesus humbly said, "I'm come to fulfill the righteousness."
意思就是说我应该做我应该做的事情。
So I'm do what I'm supposed to do.
然后我们也知道，在他的生命当中，在马可福音在第十章四十五节，他说：“因为人子来，不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。”
In Book of Mark, chapter 4 verses 10, he can, I come not to be served, but to serve.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
And to be the redemption for many.
那这个就是他生命的彰显，来荣耀神。
So that's how he manifests his life to glorify God.
那他怎么样透过他的工作来荣耀神呢？
How can he glorify glorify God through his ministry?
假如我们看那个福音书信的时候呢，哦，好多好多都讲到耶稣在三方面来透过。在地上他的工作来荣耀神的。
And in the gospel they talk about how Jesus to do as through the four gospel.
To manifest God. Okay. 第一方面在意识方面。
So first through his will.
他一直长大麻风的人呢。
So through his healing, so he healed the leper.
他也呢有一些的眼睛瞎眼的，他也医治他了。
He healed the blind.
还有很多的在三个福音书里面同时有记载的有很多。
And many healing was recorded in three gospels.
另外一方面的工作呢，他是在自然界里面，他命令他说怎么样。 就算是大智人的也服从他听他的。
So he can master over the nature.
比方说当他在船上面的时候突然间跟门徒一起的时候突然之间有风浪。
So when he rode in a boat, a sudden gale came.
哇那些船上面的人每一个都很害怕。
So everybody was afraid.
船快要翻过来了。
Because the boat may be sinking.
甚至有人就看到耶稣还在那边睡觉。
And Jesus was sleeping in the stern.
他们很焦急。
So they were so worried.
后来耶稣醒过来就叱咤风浪。风浪就平静下来了。
So Jesus woke up and scolded the storm, and the storm calmed down.
还有一次，耶稣在水上行走的时候，彼得看到，哇，这个是很特别哦。
Once he walked on water, and Peter was amazed.
没有一个人能够在水上行走的，耶稣可以。
So only Jesus can walk on water.
彼得看到那么、他也去了但是很可惜当他看看周围的时候哇他就沉下去了。
So Peter want to do the same, but he sunk.
还有一次我们知道耶稣在山上的时候哇他能够用五饼二鱼能够喂饱五千个人。
So he fed the 5,000 with five bread and two fish.
还有在约翰福音第二章的时候我们知道耶稣参加一个婚宴。
And in John chapter 2, he attended the wedding.
他能够变水为酒。
He turned water into wine.
众人都很稀奇、哦、他能够做出
别人不能做的事。But many were surprised by he turned water into wine.
因为他耶稣有胜过智人的能力。
So he had the power to master the nature.
荣耀神。
To glorify God.
第三方面耶稣可以能够 使人复活。
Also he can revive the dead.
就好像赖撒路。
Just like Lazarus.
还有那个安鲁的女儿。
Then also a daughter of the leader.
这些福音书里面都有记载耶稣透过他的生命还有他的工作来荣耀神。
So it's all recorded how Jesus glorified God through his ministries.
那我就想到到底在我的生命当中有谁能够透过他的生命还有工作荣耀神而影响我呢？
Reflecting our own life, is there anyone who affects you and also glorify God at the same time?
我马上就想到有一位，就是林牧师 ，Dr. Lin。
So first came to mind is Dr. Lin。
大家都知道认识这位属灵的长辈。
So he's a giant in our.
神很使用他的讲道。
So God used him to preach。
很多人都很喜欢听他的讲道。
So many loves his preaching。
讲完道之后呢在门口帮弟兄姐妹拉手的时候呢、啊、好多弟兄姐妹都说林牧师你今天的讲道非常好啊。
So after sermon, many greet him and applaud for his preaching.
但是林牧师怎么回答呢
?So what would he respond?
弟兄啊姐妹啊不是我讲的好啊是你们听得好。
So it's not me, it's you can listen and taking it in.
我在旁边也跟弟兄姐妹啊招呼拉手的时候，我听到他这样，我说啊，林牧师真的很谦卑。
So when I greet others, I listened to his comment. I thought he was so humble.
他把荣耀归给神。
And glory to God.
同时也鼓励弟兄姐妹。
And encourage brother and sister.
也鼓励到我们。
And also encourage myself.
听到是很重要的。
So listening to the preaching is very important.
我们有没有得到属灵的祝福听到是很重要的一环。
So how we listen is an important part to receive the blessing.
因为他这样的谦卑影响我以后我听到就很小心很谨慎的慢慢好好的去听了。
Because he's humble, that affect me. So from that point on, I pay attention to the preaching.
在香港的时候，我很喜欢音乐，感谢主给我有机会跟一般的音乐家一同来服侍。
So in Hong Kong, I love music, and God gave me the opportunity to serve with many musicians.
有一位的音乐家哈，他是 Barbara Chan.
So one musician named Barbara Chan.
他是香港圣乐学院的院长。
So he's the dean of a conservatory.
A principal, ha. 他呢就是每一次他有个人的演唱的时候呢，结束了，好多人都来称赞他。哎呀，今天晚上的 concert 真的太好了。
So usually at the end of the concert, many will come and applauded her performance.
他总是说感谢神，感谢神。
He always said, "Praise the Lord, thanks the Lord."
他把荣耀归给神。
She gave glory to the Lord.
我也从中看到。
So I watch her.
这个是美好的见证。
Wonderful witness.
她把工作，她所做的，她把荣耀归给神。
She gave her glory to the Lord.
最近三个礼拜前，我参加被邀请参加有一个网上的一个的欢迎会。
So three weeks ago, I attended an online welcome party.
这个是 OMF， 大家都知道海外宣教事团呢，就是戴德森纪念戴德森的专门去世界来宣教的一个事工的团体。
So you remember Hudson Taylor for International Missionary?
为什么我被邀请去参加呢？
Why was I invited?
原来 OMF 的他们呢，就很希望在不久的将来能够把戴德森Hudson Taylor 能够把他一生拍成一个电影。
They like to produce a film about the life of Hudson Taylor.
因为记载介绍戴德森对中国的宣教的贡献书很多了。
There are many books about his contribution to his mission work in China.
但是在这一代的年轻人不一定能够认识戴德森。
But for current youth generation, probably they haven't heard enough about Hudson Taylor.
因为科技太进步了。
Because the advancement of technology.
看书可能他们没有太大的兴趣。
So nobody interested in reading book anymore.
所以呢，他们为了下一代呢，他们就很想拍成一个电影，能够向年轻人介绍戴德森在宣教如何影响中国。
So that's why they want to produce a film to let this current young generation to know his contribution to China.
大家都知道戴德森的故事。
Most of us know the story of Hudson Taylor.
他的生命的见证。
The witness of his life, through his life.
他有一句名句啊，大家都知道的了。
So we heard one of his famous sayings.
假如我有一千磅的英镑啊，我不会不给。中国人。
So if I have £1,000 to give, I will give it to Chinese.
他很谦卑。
So he's so humble.
所以一个导师的一个的标志，谦卑是很重要。
So the two marks of the disciple are humility is very important.
很多时候，当我教主日学也好，在教书也好，我常常都鼓励弟兄姐妹。
So when I teach Sunday school or teaching in the seminary, I always encourage students.
假如你们想做一个好的老师，做一个好的导师，你必须要做一个好的学生。
In order to be a good disciple, you have to be a good student first.
好的学生才可以成为或者做一个好的导师。
Only good student can become a good discipler.
只要我们不谦卑在神的面前做一个好的学生，我们不能够将来成为一个好的导师，或者是作为一个好的老师。
If we're not humble as a student, we cannot be a good discipler.
求神帮助我们从耶稣基督的身上，他所做的，他的生命，我们来学习做一个真正的一个的导师。
May God help us to learn from the life of Jesus to be a true discipler.
我们知道谦卑是很重要的。
Humility is so important.
但是在现实的生活里面，我们为什么不能够谦卑呢？我们需要小心哦。
Why in reality most people cannot be humble? We have to be alert.
因为我们知道谦卑的相反呢，就是骄傲、自大。
So the opposite to humility is pride.
无论我们的工作方面也好，甚至在教会服事也好。
In work and in serving.
当我们讨论一件事情，每个人都有不同的意见的。
Especially during discussion, everybody has their own opinion.
有的时候他们提出来的不是合乎我们的想法的。
Sometimes we don't agree with others.
那怎么办呢？
Then what?
那我们需要很小心。
So we have to be careful.
我们也需要注意有一点。
And pay attention.
就算他们提出来的建议啊，或者是他的意见呢，不合乎我们所想的，但是他还是爱教会，还是爱这个机构。
Even though we don't agree, but we have to remember everybody is for the love of this church and the organization.
假如他不爱教会，不爱这个机构或者这个公司的话，他不会那么关心提出他的建议出来。
Without love, they won't bother to offer their opinion.
所以我们要好好去听。
So we have to listen carefully.
他提出来，虽然是不合乎我的看法。
Especially to different opinion.
但是我们还是帮助他们，大家一起来祷告。
So we need to help them and pray together.
我们作为一个导师，我们怎么样生命影响别人的生命呢？
So as a disciple, how we can affect others.
我们必须要把我的小我放在后面，大我放在前面。
So lay down ourselves and put others first.
这样事情就好解决了。
Then everything will be smooth.
生命会影响生命。
So life can affect life.
因为你的谦卑，你的态度，你的生命会影响别人。
Your humility, your attitude, and your life definitely affect others.
正如耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
他谦卑。
He was humble.
在约翰福音，我们看到他为门徒洗脚。
So in Book of John, we saw Jesus wash the disciples' feet.
不需要我更多的解释，大家都听过。
So many of you heard about this.
耶稣的谦卑。
So the humility of Jesus.
感谢主。第二方面，一个作为一个导师的真正的标记是什么？
There, what's the second attribute as a discipler?
我们从34节到36节，我们去默想。
So let's meditate verse 34 through 36.
好不好？我们一同站立，我们用中文先念，然后我们再用英文来念。
Let's arise and read the Mandarin first.
我赐给你们一条新命
令，
乃
是
叫
你
们彼此
相
爱。
我
怎样
爱
你
们，你
们
也
要
怎
样
相
爱。你们若有彼此相
爱
的
心，
众人
就
因此就认出
你们
是
我
的门
徒
了。
西门彼得问耶稣说：“
主
往
哪里
去？”耶稣回答说：“跟我去。”
In English,
a new command I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later."
You may be seated.
请坐。
在这里我们看出有一个很特别的提出来，就是一条新的命令。
So there's a new command in these verses.
命令就听过了，诫命我们也听过，为什么来到这里我们会看到一条新的命令呢？
We heard command before, why a new command here?
新的命令跟旧约所说的诫命有什么不一样呢？
How different from the command in Old Testament?
这个呢，我们就必须要去看有一个 旧的命令是从摩西传出去的。
So the old commandment is from Moses.
新的命令是耶稣对门徒的教导。
The new commandment is from the teaching of Jesus Christ.
在旧约里面，我们可以看到这个旧的诫命是爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
So the old commandment is to love your neighbors and to hate your enemy.
但是新的命令就是爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你们的人来祷告。
But the new command is to love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you.
啊，不同就是在这里了。
So that's a major difference.
那新的诫命，我们从那个经文三十四节里面，我们看到有什么是新的呢
？So from verses 34, what's new?
哈，我们可以看到呢。就是说我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱，你们彼此相爱。
To love one another.
这个就是新的范畴。
So that's the new realm.
这个范畴是指哪些人呢
？So what's the object?
啊，是新约的信徒。
So it's a believer in the New Testament time.
然后我们再看下去呢，耶稣怎么说呢？我怎么样爱你们
？So how I love you？
这个呢是讲到信的一个源头是什么呢？爱的源头是指主的爱。
The new source, the origin of love, is the love of God.
然后他继续说下去，你们也要怎么样来？相爱
Then how you should love one another.
这个是新的领域、啊、就是主的爱、啊、一样
So as God has loved us.
然后说你们要彼此相爱的心
And then you should have the love, you should have the heart to love one another.、
啊、众人就认出你是我的门徒了
So that others can know you're my disciples.
我们可以看到有新的果效
So that's a new result.、
啊然后呢，我们也知道彼此相爱也会产生一个新的关系。
So the new relationship will result to from love one another.
啊，这个关系是跟主是有关联的。
And connected to the Lord.
因为彼此相爱，我们就会透过圣灵的帮助呢，就会产生有新的能力出来。
So through love one another, the Holy Spirit will give us new power.
为什么圣灵的帮助我们有新的能力呢
？How Holy Spirit can give us new power?
因为圣灵会引导我们、指导我们、赐给我们力量。
So because Holy Spirit will lead us, guide us, give us new strength.
单靠个人的能力是不可以的。
On ourselves is not enough.
所以在这里呢，我们从三十四节我们可以看出来。
So from verse 34, we can see these.
然后我们也看到三十五节里面。
So in verse 35,
也看到我们应该怎么样来去学习我们作为主的门徒。
So how we should have this character to be the disciple?
刚才我们就说过，你们若有彼此相爱的。心众人就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By loving one another, then others will know you are my disciples.
好，在这里呢，我们作为主的门徒，我们应该有的表现。
So that's our manifestation as the disciple.
所以在三十五节里面有三方面我们可以学到的，在主的里面，我们应该彼此相爱。
So we should learn, we should love one another.
我们要活出基督。的见证
And live out Christ's example.
我们要彰显基督的形象
Also manifest the image of Christ.
所以呢，在这里我们就可以看到啊，一个真正导师的标志。第一个，我们需要谦卑。
So the truth marks first humility.
第二个是什么呢
？What's the second?
就是饶恕。
Forgiving.
在一个生活当中在我过去牧会，我 有一个的经历是看到有一些的弟兄姐妹，他们真的怎么样制作基督的爱去见证彼此相爱。
So as a pastor, I witness many brothers and sisters how to love one another as a witness.
特别有一个团契是年长团契。
Especially for senior fellowship.
年长团契我们大概有五六十个人了。
So there are 50-60 members.
他们都是来自中国也有，在香港也有，台湾也有，东南亚也有的。
So from China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, or Southeast Asia.
我们团契结束了，我们都有中饭，大家一起来用餐。
So after fellowship, we have lunch together.
大家都很开心的。
So everybody was happy.
但是有一个姐妹很特别。
But there's one distinctive sister.
他总是呢跟团长呢唱反调的。
He always quarrel with the leader.
你知道了，预备饭菜呢真的不容易。
So it's a great task to prepare meals.
有的时候他们就不满意，哎呀，这些的饭菜，这些的菜太咸，有的时候太甜。
Some critique the taste of the meal.
有的时候他说没有味道的。
Some say it's too bland.
真的很不容易啊。
It's difficult.
但是这位团长呢很有爱心。
But the leader has so much love.
虽然这位姐妹常常都跟他唱反调。
Even though this sister kept criticizing.
他还是用爱心来对待他。
So he still responds with love.
我作为牧师从旁我看得很清楚。
So I saw clearly as a pastor.
我就为他祷告，也在当中辅导他了。
So I pray.
那位姐妹啊。
I pray for the sister and also consulted her.
也鼓励那位团长。
And also encouraged the leader.
我相信我这个见证呢，我们当中有一位姐妹参加过，我们年长同志都知道的了。
So I think.
当中有一位姐妹。
Right.
Anyway.
So probably some knows about the situation.
他制作基督的爱来见证活出来彼此相爱。
So through love of Christ he witnessed to love one another.
另外有一个美好的见证，有一位年长的姐妹，她现在住在高雄，105岁。
Another wonderful testimony for a senior sister. Right now she is 105 years old, living in 高雄In, Taiwan.
他曾经在年长团契做过一个很好的见证。
So she had a wonderful witness during the senior fellowship.
他说他他在中国的时候，在矿藏的时候呢，他也是常常去参加这个团契的。
So during
World War II,
she attended a woman fellowship.
他们当时候不是叫团契，叫妇女会。
So they called a congregation of ladies.
她是会长。
So she's in charge.
她就邀请一位还没有信的一位朋友去参加这个妇女会的聚会。
So she invited unbeliever to join the meeting.
但是这位老姐妹做那个会长那个呢，他的先生还没有信耶稣的。
Her husband hasn't believed in Jesus yet.
他是当军的，他有绿军的当兵的。
So her husband is in military.
好，所以呢，这位姐妹也很好哈，就是去参加妇女会之前，先把家里的东西弄好了，然后才去参加。
So before the fellowship, she took care of her household before leaving.
参加结束之后，聚会结束之后，她回到家里面，她先生已经在家里。
So after the fellowship ended, her husband already home.
然后先生就对她说：“你去哪里？”
So her husband asked, "Where have you been?"
她说：“我去妇女会，因为有一个新的朋友，我很想带她去。”
She said, "I entertained a new friend to the ladies' conference."
他的先生非常的愤怒，他就说，我已经告诉你不要常常去参加这些的聚会，你总是不听。然后他就动手，啪，一巴掌打到他的脸上面。
And her husband slapped her, said, I told you not to go.
那个时候有一个小女孩在旁边看到就哭了。
There was a little girl around, so the little girl started crying.
这位尹妈妈怎么对她说，啊，不要哭，不要哭，爸爸还没有信耶稣。
So she comforted her daughter saying, it's okay, or your dad is not a Christian yet.
她没有还手。
She didn't respond in anger.
后来他们就去到台湾。
So they came to Taiwan.
因为这位老姊妹她的美好的见证。
Because her wonderful witness.
后来她先生被感动，信了耶稣。
Eventually, her husband was touched and accepted Christ.
对于她太太怎么说？对不起，过去我做过这个事情。
And he apologized to his wife that what he had done.
请你原谅我。
And asked for forgiveness.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这位老姊妹，她是制作基督的爱来见证彼此相爱。
So through Christ's love, she witnessed to love one another.
现在他们的子女，她的子女呢，都是非常爱主的。
All her children now Christian.
有一位他已经做牧师。
And even one became pastor.
有好几位他在教会里面做 leaders, 很热心的服侍神。
And many leaders in the church and serve fervently.
非常好的见证。
Such a wonderful
因为他制作基督的爱来见证彼此相爱。
Through the love of Christ,She witnessed in love one another.
还有在我牧会的有一个非常好的一个见证。
Also in my church used to be I was a pastor.
这个是夏令会。
So during summer retreat.
在通常一个夏令会结束的时候呢，总有一次就是见证会的。
Usually there's a witness gathering toward the end of the retreat.
And give the testimony.
So you give your own testimony.
有一位弟兄出来。
So one brother stepped up.
他是一个麻醉师。
He's an anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
他在我们弟兄姐妹众人的面前，他这样来做见证。
So he gave a testimony.
他说，我在这几天听到主的话语，感动我。
So I heard God's word and touched me.
我不得不承认我在过去我忽略了对我的孩子的教导关心他们。
I have to admit, I neglect my children.
我常常对他们发脾气。
So I lost temper.
我在这里向他们道歉。
I like to apologize to them.
对太太我道歉。
I apologize to my wife.
对我的女儿我道歉。
And my daughter.
哇，大家坐在那边看到这位弟兄的见证那么勇敢，在众人面前这样的来求家人的饶恕。
Such a brave witness in front of everybody to ask forgiveness from family.
就在这个时候，他太太、他儿子、女儿都从后面走出来，给他的先生、给他的父亲一个拥抱。
And his wife, his son, and daughter came from the pew and hugged her, hugged him in front of everybody.
我们众弟兄姐妹看到这个场面，我们众人都非常感动。
So they touched everybody.
因为他得到神的话语。
So he heard God's word.
他制作基督的爱。
Through love of Christ. So through his witness.
从今以后，他希望能够彼此相爱在家里面。
So he will love one another in his household.
当我思想这个几节的经文的时候，我们怎么样去应用呢？我们学到的真理。
So through these verses, how can we apply?
记着基督的爱，见证第二， 彼此相爱有三方面。
So there's three areas through the love of Christ how we can witness.
首先我们必须要明白什么是基督的爱，我们到底明白不明白。
You really understand the love of Christ?
这个很重要。
This is utmost importance.
有很多基督徒虽然做基督徒很久了，但是还是不明白基督的爱。
Many Christians for a long, long time still quite understand the love of Christ.
饶恕，基督的爱是饶恕。
Forgiveness is one of the love.
好了，第二方面见证了。
So how we witness?
记住基督的爱，见证，见证就是活出来嘛，对吗？
Witness is to live out.
很可惜，今天很多弟兄姐妹还是把很早很早好多年的事情还在这里想当年。
So many had the memory of the elephant, always remember these good old days.
没有饶恕的心。
So nothing letting go, no forgiving.
这样的话怎么样可以借着基督的爱见证？
So how can we witness the God of Christ?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
然后彼此相爱。
To love one another.
怎么样来彼此相爱呢？
How to love one another?
怎么样来活出这个这一方面的呢？
To live out the love of Christ.
啊，有三方面，我们大家彼此来勉励，彼此学习。
So let's encourage each other to learn.
就是尊重彼此，尊重。
Respect one another.
第二，我们在言语方面需要带一点和气，或者说带一点恩典。
Be gentle in your word. Be graceful.
因为很多时候我们不能够彼此相爱，就是我们的言语是好厉害的。
Because our language lack of grace.
第三方面，假如我们真的学习彼此相爱，除了彼此尊重，还有在言语方面带有恩典之外，第三方面呢，我们多欣赏对方的长处。
And also admire each other's ability.
欣赏对方的恩赐。
So encourage and say good words about others.
A spiritual gift, appreciate it, encourage them. Yeah. 所以呢，我们无论我们的家人也好，邻舍也好，朋友也好，哈，曾经得罪过我们的呢，我们不要耿耿于怀。
So.Let go the offense from others.
啊，但是牧师啊，我还是不能够这样来做，我怎么办呢？有没有解决的方法了？
But I can't do that. How should I do it?
那我可以给你一些的建议。
I have some suggestion.
假如你还是有耿耿于怀的，在几十年前呢，一直到现在你都没有饶恕的话呢，你把这个事情写在纸的上面。
If you still hold grudges, write it down.
你就把这张纸，然后就自己来向神祷告。
And then use this piece of paper to pray to the Lord.
写得清清楚楚。
Spelled out everything.
你说神啊，我现在把我不能够忘记的这些的事情，这个人，我到现在我还没有饶恕他，我靠我的能力是不可以的了。神啊，求你帮帮我。
God, this is the detail of my grudges. By myself, I couldn't do it.
祷告。
So please help me to.
祷告结束之后
，at the end of your prayer，
就把这个字半条丢掉。
And then throw away at the end of your prayer。
尽量不要想它。
So not to think about it anymore。
圣灵会帮助你的。
Holy Spirit will help you。
借着基督的爱去见证彼此相爱。
Through the love of Christ to witness.
真正的一个导师，真正的标志，第一个是谦卑，第二个是饶恕。
Humility and forgiveness are the true marks of the discipler.
然后我们再看哈第三个哈，第三个呢，就是从36-38节。
So the third is from verses 36-38.
我们一同站立，我们念一念。
That's all right.
三节的哈 ，English first.
English first. Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
中文
西门彼得问耶稣说，主往哪里去？耶稣回答说，我所去的地方，你们现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。彼得说，主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。耶稣说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在的告诉你，以先你要三次不认我。
Thank you, you may be seated. 在这三节的经文里面，我们看出主耶稣他有一个的人生的一个的目标，他有一个价值观，就是要完成救恩。
So the goal of Jesus is to fulfill the grace, the salvation.
他要成就这个救恩，目的是拯救世人。
To save the world.
很明显，我们作为一个导师，真正的我们活出来有一个真正的标志，就是我们应该有方向，有一个价值观。
So the true marks of a disciple, you have your own value.
在这几节的经文很清楚已经告诉我们。
So through these verses, it clearly state.
那我们怎么样在我们的生活当中，我们能够可以来荣耀神，作为别人的导师呢？
So how can we lay down ourselves to glorify God, to be the discipler?
假如我们有价值观的时候，我们就懂得怎么样安排我们的生活的优先秩序了。
Our value will decide the priority of our life.
我们记得在四福音里面，耶稣呼召门徒。
In the four gospels, Jesus called the disciples.
这帮门徒的有不同的工作，有渔夫啦，有税吏啦，等等。
They have different backgrounds, fishermen, tax collector.
当耶稣呼召他们的时候，他们知道哦，这个是重要，他就放下他的工作，他就跟随耶稣。
When Jesus called them, they let go whatever they were doing and follow Jesus.
我最近听到有一个在网上听到有一个美好的见证，是中国的一个医生他名叫王雷。
So、I heard a wonderful witness from a physician in China named Wang Lin.
他本身是一个医生。
So he's a physician.
也是一个好的基督徒，他曾经也很注重敬拜。
Also a wonderful Christian, stress worship.
他在疫情里面他就透过网上来传福音。
So during pandemic, he spread the gospel through through.
让好多的人中国都听到。
So that many people in China can listen to his gospel.
他的牧师介绍他。
So his pastor introduced him.
他是医生，但是他放下来。
He let down his life as a physician.
他成为很多人的祝福。
Become blessing to many.
当然，我们每一个人都有不同的工作。
So we all have our different jobs, professions.
神对每一个人的要求、护照都不一样。
So God called everybody differently.
透过你工作的岗位里面。
So through your work and profession.
表现出你的价值观在哪里。
Manifest your true value.
来影响跟随你的人。
To affect the people around you.
假如你是主日学老师。
If you're a Sunday school teacher.
假如你是教会的领袖。
Leader of the church.
你的价值观在哪里。
So what's your value?
务必要知道。
So people should know.
生命影响生命。
So life affects life.
当你有一个真正的价值观的时候，你就知道怎么安排优先次序了。
So your true value will decide your priority.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
真正一个导师，真正的一个标志是什么？
What's the true marks of the discipler?
我们要活出来，我们要谦卑。
Live out the humility.
我们要学习饶恕。
Forgiveness.
我们要有我们在神面前的价值观。
So our true value.
这样的话，我相信神会大大的使用你们。
So God will use you mightily.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，谢谢你给我们这段的经文。
Dear Heavenly Father, for your verses today.
谢谢你透过耶稣的生平与见证，让我们学习作为一个导师真正的一个标志。
Through the life and testimony of Jesus, we learn the true marks of a discipler.
求主施恩祝福在这里每一位弟兄姐妹，还有在网上的弟兄姐妹们。
May God have mercy and bless everybody here and online.
感谢主，愿一切荣耀归给你。
Thanks, thank you, Lord, and glory to be you.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.